USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations, hoping to slow the spread of a new and concerning COVID variant. The White House and the CDC say no cases of that variant have yet been identified in the United States, though Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely already here. Meanwhile, Israel is banning all foreigners from entering that country as part of its effort to stem the spread of the new Omicron variant. Those new restrictions kick in at midnight Sunday, just after the start of Hanukkah. They're expected to last for at least 14 days. L.A. area is seeing another case of a mob of masked thieves looting a retail store, this time a Home Depot in L.A. County. This man works there, says he tried to stop them.
We closed the front entrance, and they put their sledgehammers up. Like, whoever got in the way, they were going to hurt them.
USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
An American Airlines flight from Guatemala to Miami lands safely today, but they found there was an unexpected passenger, a stowaway in the plane's landing gear. He was alive and didn't seem to be harmed any, but he was taken away in an ambulance to a nearby hospital to be checked out. An American Airlines released a statement saying flight 1182, quote, was met by law enforcement because of a security issue, and they're working on the investigation. A tragic story out of Minnesota where a 5-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot, according to police, killed when a group of teens found a rifle in a garage. They decided they'd make a video for social media where they were using the rifle, but without intending to hurt anyone, police say the teenager, a 13-year-old, was handling the gun, and it went off, fatally shooting the 5-year-old in the head. You can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Mexican government has posed the Biden administration with new conditions if they expect to continue the Remain in Mexico program. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
The Trump-era framework under which asylum seekers were returned to Mexico to await the processing of their claims, with the development coming in context of the Biden administration's plans to reinstate the policy following a court order. Mexico's foreign ministry said in a November 26th announcement that talks have intensified with the United States on rebooting the program known as the Migrant Protection Protocols, but that Mexican authorities are waiting for a formal response from the Biden administration on a number of concerns.
Alan Shepard was the first American astronaut to enter space in 1961.
Okay, retrofire completed.
The Mercury spacecraft is beginning to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere.
Now his daughter, Laura Shepard Churchley, is scheduled to fly aboard the New Shepard, the spacecraft named in her father's honor. Churchley is among the two honorary guests, the other being Good Morning America and former NFL star Michael Strahan, to join the December 9th mission that's backed by Blue Origin, the space company founded by former Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos. Churchley says despite it's only going to last about 10 minutes, the 3 minutes of weightlessness will, in her words, be a riot. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.